streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Located at the Richland Center City Hall, the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Viola Village Hall, and Center Pharmacy year-round. Voters in the Ithaca School District voiced their support of their community school by passing an operational referendum in the November election. The district asked voters to approve an operational referendum in the amount of $1.3 million each year for 4 years. As its name implies, revenue received via an operational referendum is used to meet the cost associated with operating the district, which may include attract and retain qualified teachers, Chromebooks for one-to-one instruction, access points to provide a reliable internet connection school-wide, additional safety operations, and a school bus with the intention of returning to a biannual purchase rotation to minimize repair costs. Incumbent Republican Tony Kurtz was declared the winner of the race for the 41st Assembly District in Wisconsin. Kurtz was first elected to the Assembly in 2018, is an organic grain farmer and U.S. Army veteran of two foreign wars. Kurtz defeated Democratic challenger Julia Henley, who ran on a platform of health care and education access, reproductive health freedom, and conservancy. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation hosted a ribbon cutting for the new Wisconsin 130 bridges over the Wisconsin River in Lone Rock. The effort was a $40 million multi-year project. Wisconsin DOT Secretary Christina Boardman emphasized the importance of this project.
As we mark the completion of this multi-year project, we look forward to improved safety for all that travel this area. Highways 130 and 133 come together as a connection point for people traveling between the three counties. The busy highways are used by commuters and tourists, but this corridor is also important for freight and agricultural traffic, keeping essential goods moving throughout the region.
As part of the Riverway Board, Director Mark Cupp explained that the Riverway Board is statutorily required to work with the Department of Transportation and the Department of Natural Resources on highway bridge projects such as the Highway 130 bridges.
Therefore, we began working with DOT planners and designers early in the process, looking at alternatives to the existing alignment and focusing on the Highway 14 bridge at Spring Green for some of the design elements related to aesthetic treatments. Clearly, avoiding the rock wall at the south terminus of the bridge was an important feature.
Following the ribbon cutting, the Lone Rock Fire, EMS, Richland County Sheriff's Department, and Iowa County Sheriff's Department held a small parade to commemorate the official opening of the bridge. Wisconsin healthcare providers say they've had to ration IV fluids due to damage caused by Hurricane Helene. According to health officials, a number of hospitals used IV fluids that were manufactured in a North Carolina plant that suffered severe damage in the storm. Lyle Cradwell is the director of the Emergency Preparedness Program at the Richland Hospital.
There's a big plant in Marion, North Carolina, and Baxter Health owns that plant. And it's absolutely an enormous plant. So that plant in particular produces 1.5 million bags of IV solutions per day. And Baxter itself accounts for about 60% of the IV fluids produced in the United States. So when Hurricane Helene came through, the storm surge really affected that plant in particular. And we looked at images of the plant itself, and you can see just mud and debris, and they're loading docks underwater. They also have a river that runs by this particular plant, and there's one bridge that was used to get trucks in and out of that site, and of course that bridge was washed out. So, you know, obviously that's a huge shortage for the nation when we lose that kind of volume of IV solutions in short order.
Cradwell says he believes every hospital across the country has been affected. Without reliable access to the IV fluids, hospitals have started to manage their supplies more closely and in some cases consider whether a patient really does need IV fluids. So far, hospital systems have managed to keep up with patient needs with less supply, and patients have not been adversely affected.
We did start notifying patients in our surgery department when they were being scheduled for surgery that, you know, this is a possibility and we could reschedule their surgical procedure if, you know, this shortage persists. And to date, we haven't had to do any of that.
According to Cradwell, Baxter is working to get back up and running as soon as possible. Lyle Cradwell said the Richland Hospital is always planning ahead to mitigate situations that may arise. Congratulations to the cast and crew of When Bad Things Happen to Good Actors. The cast performed at the state competition in Milwaukee. A number of awards were given to Riverdale actors. Individual acting awards were granted to Abe Schaefer, Alex Schneider, Delaney Imhoff, and Vivian Benedict. Technical awards were given for lighting and sound to Brandon Meese and Destiny Bonds, and the full cast received an ensemble acting award. Katie Benedict and Chris Simonson also earned a directing award, and the full production earned as Critics' Choice, the highest possible award given and the only time Riverdale School has earned this honor. Two occupants of a plane were injured as it crashed at the Bosque Belle Airport in December. Kyle Erpelding, 18, of Cary, Illinois, was operating the aircraft as a flight student when the aircraft began to have issues. Passenger and flight instructor Benjamin Wesolowski, 42, of Cary, Illinois, took over after realizing there was an emergency. Wesolowski communicated with traffic control and was able to locate the Bosque Belle Airport to do an emergency landing. While completing the emergency landing, the aircraft lost power and the men's view was obscured by oil, causing the aircraft to bounce several times. Due to the bouncing, the landing gear collapsed and the plane veered off the runway. The fuel tank ruptured and was leaking fuel as the plane came to a stop. Both occupants escaped from the plane uninjured. Due to minor damage to the runway, the airport groundskeeper shut down the runway for the night. A preliminary hearing was held for 53-year-old Victoria Nahas of Bosque Belle. Nahas is facing one felony count of child abuse with intent to cause harm stemming from an altercation with a 6-year-old special needs student at Bosque Belle School on November 5th. According to evidence recorded on a video camera, Nahas inserted herself into an exchange between the student and two other staff members, ultimately slapping the student. During the preliminary hearing, probable cause was found, and Victoria Nahas will be going to trial. If found guilty, Nahas could face penalties up to $10,000 and 6 years in jail. The Bosque Belle School Board accepted Nahas's resignation in November following the incident. More housing is coming to Richland Center. A project to help meet the housing demand in Richland Center has been in the works for several years. Mayor Todd Coppernall is excited to see the Panorama Estate deal come to fruition.
The revised, updated developers agreement for the Panorama Estates apartment project was signed, and this was a very long process. We had to work around the pandemic, which caused delays in the process. But we've done all of that, and this was reviewed legally and also a good financial review from the folks down at Ehlers. And everybody came to terms. The city council approved those terms, and we signed it.
The original plan called for Building 2 and 3 to be built separately. The plan signed calls for the buildings to be built simultaneously.
They'll be done much sooner now by several years than what the original agreement had called for, because the builder actually insisted that they build those buildings simultaneously so they could take advantage of economies of scale. And what the plan is in June of 2025, so this next June, they'll break ground, they'll get the foundation done on the second building up there, and when that's done, they'll begin the third building, and each of those two buildings will have 46 apartments, so there are 92 new apartments coming to Richland Center, construction beginning in June.
The Richland County Executive and Finance Committee approved a transition plan to fill the county administrator's position temporarily once Candace Pesch leaves on January 8th. The committee approved appointing County Clerk Derek Kalish as interim county administrator and Richland County Highway Commissioner Josh Elder as assistant county administrator for the interim. The plan will be forwarded to the full board to be acted on at a special meeting on January 7th. The committee also approved contracting with a company to search for a permanent county administrator. The job will be posted and open to anyone who wishes to apply. And that is your news in review for 2024.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Networking for your business or home computer is a must. Put your trust in the locally owned and staffed Computer Doctors. They'll build the computer you want, whether it's for online gaming, business applications, or endless hours of surfing, all at a price you can afford. Computer Doctors keeps you connected with the latest advances in today's fast-paced world, giving you peace of mind with a safe, reliable computer. Visit Computer Doctors at 122 West Court Street, downtown Richland Center, or call 647-5986.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. The 2024 Year in Review with WRCU News Director Joanne Krulutz has been sponsored by Cardinal Glass CG, Computer Doctors, Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Larson Collision and Paint, Sunshine and Giggles, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, USA Mortgage, The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, and Osborne Stump Removal.
News this hour is sponsored by Tri-State Basement Repair. A strong foundation is important to you.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans attack. I'm Brian Clark. The FBI is investigating this morning's truck attack in New Orleans as an act of terror.
He was hell-bent on creating the carnage and the damage that he did.
New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick after a man drove a pickup truck through a crowd on Bourbon Street shortly after 3 o'clock this morning, killing at least 10 people. He was shooting at police, injuring two officers. They were among a total of 35 injured. The suspect has not been identified, but was shot and killed. Authorities now say improvised explosive devices were determined to be viable.
Right now, police are scanning the French Quarter using drones, cameras, and other technology to see if there are any additional possible devices. The ones they have found are currently being destroyed.
That's ABC's Aaron Katursky. Sources briefed on the conversation say there have been discussions about possibly postponing tonight's Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. This is ABC News. The nation beginning to honor President Jimmy Carter, who died Sunday. The first public viewings will take place this weekend in Atlanta. ABC's Steve Osunsami's there.
Jason Carter is one of 12 grandchildren who helped fill the hearts of the former president and former first lady with sunshine.
This is a time of the year when we used to all get together as a family anyway. And we all have been talking in my family about how Papa wanted us to all get together for New Year's one more time.
The chair of the Carter Center, continuing the family's legacy of public service. He says it feels like his grandfather didn't want to enter the new year without his dear Rose, who died first.
President-elect Donald Trump said he plans to attend Carter's funeral in Washington January 9th. A Belgian runner is the first woman to ever run a marathon every single day of the year. 55-year-old Hilda de Sonja covered nearly 10,000 miles in 2024. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
Mostly cloudy to breaks of sunshine today. Breezy and cool with a few flurries possible through early afternoon. High 27. Winds west-northwest 8 to 18. Partly cloudy and chilly tonight with a low of 16. Partly sunny and cool tomorrow with a high of 25. And partly cloudy and cold tomorrow night with a low of 12. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the east at 13 miles per hour, making it feel like it's 10 degrees outside. And our current temperature is 22 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
So you're saying not feeling yourself, but now you're talking to someone else. Say you don't want to leave me on, but you don't want to hurt me. You're a pretty little thing, but now it's pretty darn easy to see. You've been flirting with a girl down the street, such a player, obviously. Thanks for making this easy. Boy, don't worry, you don't mean nothing. I ain't wasting time or losing any sleep. So don't worry, I'll be okay. If I was crying any tears, it would be a shame. But I already forgot your name. Was it David, Derek, or Dan? I'll have to check my Instagram. So many DMs rolling in, so spare me the drama. This might be breaking news, but I'm totally over you. Call me crazy if you want to, just thought you should know.
Christmas and happy holidays. This is the season for love, laughter, and making memories. As you gather with family and friends, may your days be filled with warmth and joy, and may the new year bring you peace, success, and endless opportunities. Wishing you a holiday season to remember. From Danielle, from Hair Spice, Sean from Freya Salon, Larson Collision and Paint, and the Mushroom Festival.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Strang Heating and Electric wishes their customers a joyful holiday season. They're grateful for the trust and support shown throughout the year, and they look forward to serving everyone in the new year.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you. If you have any stumps that need taking care of, give Titus Osborne a call today for a free estimate. Get that stump ground out before the end of the year. Titus has been grinding and removing stumps for over 7 years and is insured and ready to get to work for you. Your tree removal project shouldn't leave you stumped. Customer satisfaction is priority one. For fast, reliable, no-hassle service, call Titus Osborne at 604-7757, 608-604-7757 for all your stump removal needs.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays. It's the half-price sale happening now at Mr. G's. Buy any item at regular or sale price and get a second item of equal or lesser value for half price. Hurry in to save big. This incredible deal even includes items already on sale. But don't wait. Special orders and layaways aren't included. The sale ends Sunday at 3 p.m. Mr. G's is open today until 2. Don't miss these savings. Head to Mr. G's now.
Mr. G's.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
And this is Tim Thied sitting in for Phil Nee this New Year's, this on the first day of 2025. And Happy New Year, everyone. And I will be here until 2 o'clock, and then Mr. Michael Hernan will be taking over after that. And right now at 10:23, our temperature is 22 degrees, but that wind is 13 miles per hour out of the east, making it feel like it's 9 degrees out there. So be sure to bundle up if you go out and about. But yeah, filling in for Phil, they had a great trivia-thon last night, so Phil's resting up after that and enjoying the New Year's holiday. He deserves to have a day off, or actually he deserves to have a lot of days off. Phil works very hard, but once again, Happy New Year's to each and every one of you. Just wanted to let you know, because of the New Year's holiday, the Richland Center of Sanitary Landfill is closed, and then the Richland Community Food Pantry is also closed as well. And due to the holiday, the winter market will not be held. The winter market will also be closed on January 15th and 29th. In January, the winter market will only be held the 2nd and 4th Wednesday, which is January 8th and the 22nd. Here we go. Coming up next from 2019, Mr. David Lee Murphy with No Zip Code.
We all want to live out in the country.
country way back off an old gravel road. Pick a little spot where they can't find us. No address and no zip code. I see oak trees growing in an old fence row. Barbed wire nailed to a cedar fence post. Got a little barber dancing in a creek. And you sitting right there next to me. Long tan legs, sun shining on them. I know it's a dream, and baby, I want it. Sitting there sipping on homemade wine. Girl, I can't get it out of my mind. We all want to live out in the country, way back off an old gravel road. Pick a little spot where they can't find us. No address and no zip code. Any way you can, you're just the kind of girl for a simple kind of man. My boss even told me, yeah, go ahead, son. I can understand where you're coming from. We all want to live out in the country, way back off an old gravel road. Pick a little spot where they can't find us. No address and no zip code.
Warmest wishes this holiday season. Christmas is a time for coming together, celebrating traditions, and sharing joy. We hope your holiday is filled with laughter, peace, and the company of those you love. Here's to a new year full of promise and adventure. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Jones Chevrolet, Southwest Technical College, The Shoebox, and Dairyland Transportation.
Taught me how heartbreak happens, feeling the sting.
Daily Dose is sponsored by the Stafford Funeral Home and Richardson Stafford Funeral Home.
Attitude is everything. I'm Mitch Anthony with today's Daily Dose. The wisest of people seem to live by the simplest of rules. Ben Franklin had a very simple formula for sorting out life's toughest decisions. When approaching any decision, Franklin would put two columns on a piece of paper marked advantages and disadvantages. In the advantages column, he would list all the benefits and positive results he would receive if he went forward with his decision. Then he would list all the disadvantages and potential consequences of his decision in the second column. He would study the impact of both. If the advantages, in his opinion, outweighed the disadvantages, and he felt he could live with the consequences as well as the positive benefits, he would go forward with his decision. And good decisions were not foreign to the life of Ben Franklin. His was a great life filled with great choices determined by this simple formula. The more complex our world becomes, the more we have a need for simplicity. For as the ways of society and survival become more complex, the rules of wisdom and success have always been just plain and simple. This is Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it.
The Daily Dose is proud to be sponsored by the R-Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go for treatment. As my family has learned, being ill can take a toll not only physically, but financially as well. With lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs, there is additional stress. The R-Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers like the Mayo Clinic. You can help by contacting the R-Extra Mile. Write gifts at rextramile.org, rextramile.org. Thank you for your support.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Meyer Oil NLP wishes their customers a joyful holiday season. They're grateful for the trust and support shown throughout the year and look forward to serving everyone in the new year.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at WCCUCreditUnion.coop. Member NCUA.
Helping you be.
Let me help you save money at the Creative Outlet. From now until January 4th, you can save 50% off on all of our unique scrapbooking papers.
Happy New Year from the Pure American Country Radio Minutes. Welcome, I'm Bill Cody. With the new year here, a lot of people making resolutions, maybe you're among them, improve certain aspects of your life perhaps. Considering Tim McGraw is probably one of the fittest guys in country music, his resolution probably won't have to do with working out or eating healthier. So I wondered if there was something in Tim's life that he feels could use improvement.
Gosh, there's way more things on my list that I need to get better at than there are things that I've gotten better at. You know, we're all a work in progress, and every day you're trying to do something to make yourself a better person. Some days you fail at that, and some days you don't. It's hard not to dwell on the things that you've done wrong, but if you dwell on those things, you sort of get lost in the muck. And my philosophy, I don't always accomplish it, but all you can do is try to do the next best thing. You know, if you do something wrong, just try to do the next best thing.
Tim McGraw. I'm Bill Cody. That's today's Pure American Country Radio Minute.
Pure American Insurance, Dave Davis here. When your homeowner's or auto insurance rates go up, do you feel trapped? Your agent only represents one brand or a few brands at most, so he's got nothing better to offer. At Pure American Insurance, we shop from over 30 leading insurers to get you the lowest rate. More options equal more savings. Visit PureAmericanInsurance.com or call 800-541-7161. More choices, better rates. 800-541-7161.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Things that don't matter way too much. I let the way back winds and my old friends scatter like they were dust. I get to chasing that rainbow particle riding through the pouring rain. Nothing to show for it. Standing there soaking wet. Looking up, shaking my fist as the thunder rolls. Now and then on nights like this, I catch a thunderbolt. I wanna live a life like a dollar in the clock on the wall. Don't only shine a light like mama's front porch when I'm lost and lonely. Stop the giving and start getting. Be somebody that's worth remembering. Live a life so when I die, there's standing room only. Standing room. Grudges and my old regrets and let them go. I want to learn how to say a lot more yes and a lot less no. Girl, I want to dance and shout and love out loud and come alive.
That was our featured artist from the American Country Radio Minute, Mr. Tim McGraw, with Standing Room Only at 10:40. Temperature right now, 22 degrees. Winds out of the east at 12 miles per hour. Wind chills around 10. And for the rest of the day, today, it's supposed to be up maybe a possibly a high of 27. We'll see if we reach that. We did reach 26 today, but it seems like it's going back down. So hard to say if we'll reach that predicted high that Tony Schumacher predicted and coming up at the around news at noon, we'll have an updated forecast from Tony and let you know what's happening the rest of the week. And just wanted to let you know, I forgot to say one more place that is closed today, and that is the Brewer Public Library. So if you want to go to the library and hang out there or do some reading, you'll have to wait another day. Tomorrow they'll be back open to regular hours. And yeah, so hopefully everybody is having a great New Year's and resolutions. I don't know if anybody's made any resolutions. I'm usually pretty good at keeping my resolutions, and that's the reason why is I usually make the resolutions. Is I'm not going to make a resolution because I know if I do make a resolution, the odds of me holding on to it is slim to none. But hopefully your resolutions are good, and hopefully, well, it's only the first day, so hopefully things are going on good on your first day, whatever resolution you may have picked. And good luck on holding it onto that resolution through the remainder of 2025.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Till I discovered the love. I guess I
Should have been a cowboy. Should have learned to rove and ride. With my six shooter riding my pony on a cattle drive. Just like Gene Roy singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Might have had a sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go ask young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and gold, sleeping out all night beneath the desert star. A dream in my eye and a prayer. My heart, I should have been a cowboy. Just like Gene Roy singing those campfire songs. Whoa, I should have been a cowboy. Trap, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene Roy singing those campfire songs. Whoa, I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy.
Love you, Toby.
That was Jason Aldean with his tribute to the late, great Toby Keith. He did his version of Should Have Been a Cowboy, which was originally done by Toby, and a very good version of it sung by Mr. Jason Aldean. 10:50 is our time, 21 degrees. Yeah, the temperature now went down another degree, so it is dropping a little bit. And it is supposed to get down to 16 tonight, but what's going to feel cold is with those winds. Even though the winds are only going to be around 10 miles per hour, it's going to feel like it's in the single digits. So, yep, we have our winter here, and it looks like this cold weather is going to hold on at least through next Tuesday. Stay up in the 20s. I think the coldest day is going to be Saturday. That'll be 19 degrees with a low of 5. Well, we don't have any sports broadcasts on the air today, being it's the New Year's Day holiday. But we will have some sports on tomorrow, and that'll be high school basketball. It'll be boys basketball action, River Valley at Richland Center, and Filney will be making the call for that game with the pregame starting at around 7:15 tomorrow. And there are going to be some goal games going on today, so we'll keep an eye on that. I'll try to keep you updated early in the afternoon, and when Michael Hernan takes over, he'll keep you up to date, I'm sure, and then he'll have it in the sports report and give you any finals in case you missed any bowl games. But there's plenty of bowl games going on today on this New Year's holiday.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZERVAY.com.
Bailey Payton Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
For over two decades, Jewell Associates Engineers in Spring Green have proudly served our community. They extend their gratitude to all their clients, whether their projects are big or small. The dedicated professionals and technical staff are the backbone of Jewell Associates' success. Jewell Associates Engineers salute the River Valley Blackhawks for their outstanding achievements on and off the field. Jewell Associates Engineers, proud to be a part of your success, and go Blackhawks!
Season's greetings from Rick Morgan at the Richland Center Landfill. Your trust makes everything we do possible. Wishing you a holiday season as wonderful as you are.
Sean's Auto Repair and Performance is grateful for another year of support from their amazing customers. They wish everyone a Christmas filled with love and a new year full of possibilities.
This holiday season, Tri-County Building Supply thanks their loyal customers for an amazing year. They send warm wishes for a Merry Christmas and a prosperous new year. It's the half price sale happening now at Mr. G's. Buy any item at regular or sale price and get a second item of equal or lesser value for half price. Hurry in to save big. This incredible deal even includes items already on sale. But don't wait. Special orders and layaways aren't included. The sale ends Sunday at 3 p.m. Mr. G's is open today until 2. Don't miss these savings. Head to Mr. G's now.
Mr. G's.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
100.9 WRCO. It's late, it's time to go home. I can give you a ride if you want. I don't want to be alone. And I know that we're just friends. But then again, we could be more. If you hold me like you love. Believe that
Shut your eyes, say, come on in. I know that it's not real, but then I feel like it could be. If you hold me like you love me, tell me that you need me, touch me like a sea. You need me, touch me like a secret that you wanna keep. Kiss me like you mean it, pretend that you believe that I was made for you. You belong with me. It might not be right, but just for tonight.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans attack. I'm Brian Clark. The FBI is investigating this morning's truck attack in New Orleans as an act of terror.
He was hell-bent on creating the carnage and the damage that he did.
New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick after a man drove a pickup truck through a crowd on Bourbon Street shortly after 3 o'clock this morning, killing at least 10 people. He was shooting at police, injuring two officers. They were among a total of 35 injured. The suspect has not been identified, but was shot and killed. Authorities now say improvised explosive devices were determined to be viable.
Right now, police are scanning the French Quarter using drones, cameras, and other technology to see if there are any additional possible devices. The ones they have found are currently being destroyed.
That's ABC's Aaron Katursky. Sources briefed on the conversation say there have been discussions about possibly postponing tonight's Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. This is ABC News. The nation beginning to honor President Jimmy Carter, who died Sunday. The first public viewings will take place this weekend in Atlanta. ABC's Steve Osunsami's there.
Jason Carter is one of 12 grandchildren who helped fill the hearts of the former president and former first lady with sunshine.
This is a time of the year when we used to all get together as a family anyway. And we all have been talking in my family about how Papa wanted us to all get together for New Year's one more time.
The chair of the Carter Center, continuing the family's legacy of public service. He says it feels like his grandfather.